of computer servers and potatoes. I uploaded 5 gigabytes, of which 4.5 were supposed to be already there, and the 50 gigabyte disk that I had ran out of space. Oh boy. I didn't try to seriously delete what may be over 100,000 files. You know what? It could be a million little files. I just canceled the hosting account, deleted the virtual server I had, and recreated it. In the process, I lost my already hokey coupon. I also got an automatic $30 refund, so I'm good for 3 months of hosting here, but it's way too expensive. I'll host with someone else, I'll set up a plain Linux, and I'll love playing with it. I'll run Debian, which is very friendly and very nice, and I use it on my Raspberry Pis as well. No more Fedora for me. I just uploaded the tar file with the new website. This is a whole new generation of the website, the next version. I rewrote everything from scratch so that it does work on a Raspberry Pi. And I used a tar command, which is like a zip file, but not really. It is not a compressed file. Compression and decompression is way too fancy for these servers. Potatoes. Let's call them potatoes. These are not okay computers. I untarred or decoded the tar file, and it only took a couple of minutes. If I was uploading each of these files, there would be a lot more chatter, and it would take probably forever, probably overnight. The whole thing right now with the tar file in there takes up 10 gigabytes. It's perfect. It's fine. So my way works. There was no trouble, no nothing. So as long as I was doing things my way. And I'm not really complaining. I'm very happy with my own education and how I have progressed as a programmer over all these decades. I am relaxed, I'm sitting back, but I must say that I am watching things falling apart. Everything that I have been trying to fix today was basically a dumpster. And all the little dumpsters were cheerfully on fire. Programming is a form of art. It is not about just barely making it. It is about going all the way out and finishing with a flourish. See, based on what I am seeing here, based on the totality of it, the big companies are about to shut me down because I'm moving too many files. And the little companies are charging me the incredible amounts of money for just a little website that gets no visitors. They are charging me $9. That is not good. These computers are so slow that $9 is not it. Computers are not getting faster. On the practical application end, computers have become slower. The server I am working here with is running 1992 technology at 1996 speeds, maybe slower. And $9 is not good. That's not a fair price. I might as well be hosting my website on a cheap robotic vacuum cleaner, and then somehow connecting my phone to a strange IP lookup thingy and hosting my website that way. It would be cooler, more interesting, and faster, and probably more reliable. I deeply enjoyed the challenge of it all. I loved fixing the server, and I kind of already assumed that I would have to delete it and start from scratch because there were too many little files to play with. But there is no progress. There is no progress anywhere. It is still Y2K. And you know, what this translates to is that there is room for innovation. Room for small companies that become giants. Room for new programmers with brilliant ideas. Because all the big companies today are just dinosaurs. They are even worse than dinosaurs. The future is waiting for a great programming revolution. Visual programming, code generation, and software that actually works.